105.7 The X and The Morning X. I got rock stars on The Morning Show today here on The Morning X. I love it. Jason Hook, Five Finger Death Punch. What's up, brother?
Morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm at my coffee. I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you're in L.A., so it's like ass crack for you guys, man. I'm sorry. We don't mean to be such a pain in the ass. Sorry.
I was up at 6.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But it's all good.
All right, man. It's busy times, exciting times for you, for the band. Lots happening out there. Jekyll and Hyde is a song that has had already a huge connection in here in the Midwest, here in Peoria, Illinois. I always say Peoria is like, if it plays in Peoria, man, it plays anywhere. We're the greatest rock city in America. We like to say that, dude. And this is a great, fun song, man. How do you feel about this new album?
I'm really happy with it. You know, I could easily hear and boast and brag, but I am anxious to see what the public has to say about it. But for me personally, I'm very very excited about it. I think that, you know, we set out to make a specific record, and that's always fun, you know, when kind of focus in on what do we want to do,
right.
and I think we did it, so that's always exciting, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing. You guys have been at this now for really an established, nice period of time. You've been at this thing, and you play here in Peoria a lot. You're connecting nationally, you're in obviously globally. What is the motivation when you're, like, as many years into it now as you've done? You guys have had, you know, such an amazing imprint out there in the world of rock in general and metal. I mean, what is getting you motivated these days, man?
First and foremost, we all like music and the feeling that it delivers. You know, when you come up with something and you start recording it and you get that buzz from listening back, I mean, that's kind of a feeling you can't really explain. It's a rush, you know? And so,
right.
You know, and me personally, I love the writing and recording process. That's kind of my favorite part of the whole thing. So it's always a challenge to see if we can, you know, better.
Right. Exactly. Totally understand that. Yeah, absolutely. And in the live shows, I mean, you guys have been, you know, you just tear it up live. I mean, there's the one thing. I mean, that's the one thing I hear consistently from our fans here is that when's Five Finger coming back? When you got to have Five Finger? I mean, you guys, your live shows, the intensity level there, you sound great live, and it's just you guys don't want to put on a show, man. And I still think that's an important part of rock music that sometimes is lacking out there.
I agree completely. I think that you know, one of the things I really like about this band is it works on every level, or at least for me anyway. The you know, I think it's trying to fill seats in an arena, in a sports arena, means that you must be offering some kind of experience other than just playing the music that they know off the records.
Right.
It's intimate, you know. I mean, a lot of it has to do with Ivan, too. He's just really good at giving you a random kind of experience. You know, he's just kind of reading the night and bonding to it, and that makes every show unique. It's cool. You know?
Yeah, you're right about that. He has that connection and knowing Ivan the way I do as well, personally, and also, you know, the way he connects on stage. He does have that thing, man. When he's dialed in on you, when you talk to him one-on-one, he is that guy. He cares about you and wants to know about you, and he seems like he relays that absolutely with the audience on stage. He got a knack for that, man.
He's very good. I mean, there's been times where, you know, he's talking to the audience. I'm sitting there on the side sipping water, and I would go, man, he's the best. You can't...
Right.
You know, whatever he's saying right now, I mean, find too many people like that.
Right.
That comfortable on stage, and thank God.
Well, you know, lead singers, they have to do that, right? You look at the greatest ones in history, and I'm sure he has his own influences, but you look at the ones that have connected, you know, you look at a Jagger or you look at anybody who's been doing it for as long as they have, they got that connection going on. I mean, you got to, right?
Yep, yeah. So,
absolutely.
You know, I think, you know, thank God, I mean, if you give people something that they want to come back for, then you stand a better chance of rising to the top.
Absolutely.
I feel pretty grateful.
Yeah, and lyrically and everything else, there's like a personal connection too. I mean, obviously, you guys have personal messages in your songs, and there's a lot of just straightforwardness going on lyrically. But, you know, guitar work-wise, man, I've always been beyond impressed what you guys are bringing to the table, what you bring to the table all the time on these albums, man. So kudos to you. I mean, just you're whooping ass all the time on these albums, man. And it's duly noted here in Peoria, buddy.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, all the stuff that I record, I do out of my own home studio. I had a studio built last year.
Nice.
And that allows me to labor over it for hours and hours and hours to make sure that it's right for me. You know, records are forever. They, you know, once you release them, they never go away.
Right.
So I just want it to be epic, or at least, you know, the best I can do. So,
well, so far, so good. The new album is coming out here real soon, September 6th, Got Your Six. What's behind the name of the album? I mean, what do you, what does that mean? If somebody say, what does the name of this album mean? I mean, why was it named that?
Well, this was a title that Zoltan came up with. It, you know, when you talk to the military people, they kind of use this clock reference as a compass, you know, like,
right.
You know, watch your, you know, our Japanese zeros at 1 o'clock, you know.
Right.
In this case, 6 o'clock ends up being your back. So we got your back as our little nod to the guys in the U.S. military.
Yeah.
And it's also our sixth record, so
right.
It has a kind of a double meaning.
A little double-edged meaning going on. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, got milk was taken.
I can only imagine an album cover with that. That'd be nice. Got milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who can we grab to be on that album cover? Let's see. Hey, man, so you're off to a blazing start. Jekyll and Hyde, by the way, what an ass-kicking punch in the face to come right out swinging with. And there's no ballad to come out with. You come out with a rocker like this, man. So that has gotten everybody's attention, and it's obviously another huge song for Five Finger Death Punch, man. So I think it was the right choice, don't you?
Thank you, yeah. You know, there's a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside.
Absolutely. All right, new album coming out. Very, very soon, September 6th, Got Your Six, and we really hope to see you guys back in Peoria very soon, man. Your live shows are epic. We love you guys, and we want you back soon, man.
Thank you very much. Can't wait to come back. We'll see you when we do.
Absolutely. All right, Jason Hook, you know, good luck with everything and the tour and all that, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for the support, man.
Absolutely. Jason Hook, Five Finger Death Punch on the Morning X.